Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Well, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are on location. We are at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's a spring day, but it's very brisk here in Lancaster. And we are here because there was a very important figure from 19th century American Christianity who served as the president of this college for 10 years from 1866 to 1876. That person was John Williamson Nevin. John Williamson Nevin was born on February 20, 1803. He died on June 6, 1886. His life spanned just about the entire 19th century, and he was a very important figure and involved in a number of the significant events and happenings of 19th century American Christianity. On his mother's side, the Williamsons, they were old Scottish Presbyterian, and so Nevin was born into a Presbyterian home. He studied at Union College up in New York. It was there that he was led to Christ by the revival efforts of Nettleton. Nettleton was a very significant figure in the Second Great Awakening, preached a series of revivals there in Union. And as a college student, Nevin had his conversion experience. Then he went on to study at Princeton Theological Seminary. He was at Princeton from 1823 to 1828, and he had basically the original faculty of Princeton Seminary as his faculty. He had Alexander, and he had Miller, and of course, he had Charles Hodge. It was actually while he was at Princeton that he wrote his first book. It was entitled An Address on Sacred Music, and it was published in 1827. Well, after his time at Princeton Seminary, he went to Western Theological Seminary. It's now Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. But we have to remember, in these days, this was only 20 years after Lewis and Clark and their expedition. So Pittsburgh was sort of the Western border, as it were. So this was called Western Theological Seminary. While he was teaching there, he began to move away from Presbyterianism and towards the German Reformed Church. So he left his post there at Western Seminary and went to the German Reformed Seminary at Mercersburg. And alongside of Philip Schaff, he and Schaff founded what was called the Mercersburg Theology. Well, maybe we'll have to do an episode just on that down the road. Well, John Williamson Nevin married a woman named Martha Jenkins. And Jenkins was from a family that owned a forge. And that factors into Nevin's life, but we haven't quite gotten there yet. At this point, Nevin is still teaching at Mercersburg. He's writing books. He writes a very significant book in 1843 entitled The Anxious Bench, A Tract for Our Times. This book was a criticism of Charles Grandison Finney and the New Measures, and one of those New Measures of Finney was the Anxious Bench, where people during revivals would come and they would confess their sins and accept Christ as Savior, and this has now become a bit of a staple of American Christianity. It was really a new measure initiated and instituted by Finney, and Nevin was taking some jabs at that in his book, The Anxious Bench, A Tract for Our Times. Well, meanwhile, John Williamson Nevin leaves Mercersburg and he goes to Lancaster County in Pennsylvania. His wife, as I mentioned, Martha Jenkins, the Jenkins family had a forge called Windsor Forge. And for 2 years in the 1850s, 1856 to 1858, John Williamson Nevin was basically the foreman, supervisor of this grand estate and of this forge. And then he was appointed professor here at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He taught history from 1861 to 1866. And in that year, he became president of Franklin and Marshall College. Well, he moved from his home there at Windsor Forge and built a house. He called it Carnarvon Place here in Lancaster City. And his next door neighbor was none other than James Buchanan, the former president of the United States. Nevin retired from his presidency of Franklin and Marshall in 1876. He lived for another 10 years in his retirement, and then he died on June 6, 1886. And that is the life of John Williamson Nevin. And I'm Steve Nichols, and we are here on location for another 5 minutes in church history.
I've always loved this quote from Lady Jane Grey. I affirm that faith only saves, but it is fitting for a Christian to do good works in token that he follows his master, Christ. Yet may we never say that they profit to our salvation. For when we have done all, we are unprofitable servants, and faith only in Christ's blood saves us.